Hey, hey, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Monday, July 2nd, 2012, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick.
I don't like your jerk-off name.
Well, that's too bad. Say, do you realize that we haven't had a Sex Wisdom podcast since way back in March? Well, that's just a crying shame if you ask me, because this is the series in which I introduce my audience to some of the movers and shakers in the field of human sexuality. I chat with researchers, educators, clinicians, pundits, and philosophers who are helping us take a new look at our sexual selves.
I don't like your jerk-off face, I don't like your jerk-off behavior, and I don't like you, jerk-off.
Well, you're in luck, because today I welcome two extraordinary men who I believe fit squarely into the pundit category. Here with me are David and Peter, the founders and proprietors of baitworld.com and baitshop.com. Their site is dedicated to gay, bi, and straight men who love to masturbate. And the bait shop, you gotta love that clever name, doesn't carry minnows or night crawlers, but products to invigorate your masturbation experience. So, guess what we're talking about today? Oh, you're so clever.
It looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress.
Why is everyone being so mean? David and Peter invite you to visit their sites, baitworld.com and baitshop.com. But that's not all. They also have their own YouTube channel and a Twitter feed, too. You'll find these links in today's podcast posting on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Speaking of pulling your pud, our sponsor for today's show is the granddaddies of male masturbation toys, the amazing Fleshlight and Fleshjack. For those of you who have never seen one of these brilliant devices, let me describe it to you. It looks like a huge flashlight, thus the very clever name, don't you know? Inside the durable plastic case, there is a soft, fleshy inside called Super Skin. And trust me, this stuff is aptly named. It's phenomenal. But that's just the beginning. What makes the Fleshlight and Fleshjack so freaking amazing is that you get to design and personalize just about every aspect of the unit you purchase. Now, what other toy company allows you to do that? And ladies, here's a tip. This is the perfect gift for your man. You know how I keep talking about the mutual joys and the important information shared when a couple masturbates together, right? Well, this is the ideal masturbation toy for him. Check it out and see for yourself. I know that you will agree nothing beats a Fleshlight.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. And remember, if you make your purchase by clicking on the Fleshjack banner in the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com, a portion of that sale will come back to us as support for these shows. Now you can help underwrite this important sex-positive effort and squeeze one out at the same time. How great is that? Okay, on with the show. Welcome, David and Peter, and thank you for popping on by to DrDickSexAdvice.com. I'm so delighted that you guys are finally here for this Sex Wisdom podcast. And now that you're here, would you like to say hello to all the really nice people?
Hello, all you really nice people.
Hello, all the nice people, and some of those not nice people.
All right, good. Yes, hello, there's
hello
plenty
to
of them.
Everyone
don't you know.
Who's listening. Everyone who's listening is welcome to listen.
Good. We are really big on permission giving here, so there you have it. So I've been looking forward to our visit for a very long time. You first contacted me after my conversation with Connor Habib aired way back in February, and sadly our schedules and other inconsequential human endeavors prevented us from making this happen until now. What is it about life that always seems to get in the way of having fun?
yeah, life today seems so much more busy than it ever seemed before.
Really?
And I mean, people are so much more connected. I mean, literally, they have, you know, have to be connected every second.
Yeah.
And we're also susceptible to it.
Yes, I totally agree. And you know, it's supposed to help us out, and I think rarely it does as much as it should.
Yeah, I think as a species, we still need to deal with technology in a lot of different ways that we haven't yet, because who knows what it's going to be like, you know, 50 years from now after we've been this immersed in it for so long.
Luckily, I'm an old fart, so...
Yeah.
I'm not going to be around for 50
more years. Like,
yay!
Well, if it wasn't for technology, we wouldn't be talking right
That's
now.
True. That's true.
And we wouldn't have this website right
That's
now, either.
That's right. That's right. And the reason that I've been so impatient for our encounter, I mean, besides the fact that you guys are the mavens of masturbation and the jokers of jacking off, you have a very interesting website called baitworld.com. And I understand that there is an interesting story behind all of this, so maybe that's where we should begin our conversation. Could you give us the backstory on how you guys met and the genesis of the website? We could start there.
Okay, I'm going to let Peter tell you.
Okay, good.
Peter.
Okay, well, basically, I was at a conference in Palm Springs and with my partner and overheard a conversation about edging, and we didn't know what that was.
Okay,
and
that's cool.
We went a little further and said, what is it? And they said there's this group of guys that are meeting, and they're having a masturbation party. And anyone's invited, so we said, that sounds perfect. So we went over there, and it was run by an organization that was related to something called Bait Nation, which existed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found out about Bait Nation, had a great time at the party, joined Bait Nation, and then I met David through Bait Nation because we both live in Phoenix.
Ah, excellent.
And that's how we hooked up. And then Bait Nation decided they were closing down their site in, like, within a month.
As it happens on the internet, don't you know?
Yeah,
they
had a troubled history. That was the second time that they'd shut down, and it was the last time.
Yeah.
So,
that's too bad. But that gave rise to your site, yes?
Yeah,
exactly.
It was Peter's idea to, you know, to start another site of our own. I wouldn't have thought of it, but he did the research and presented it to me, and I was like, well, that sounds really weird, but let's see what we can do with it.
That's why Peter makes all the really big money, huh?
well,
but it was the idea guy.
It was cool because it was just this moment of intuition, of insight that said, buy this name, buy the domain name of Baitworld.
Cool.
I didn't know how it would go or anything, but I just knew that it was going to happen.
Having been a member of Bait Nation, I knew that there was a large group of men who literally felt stranded because there weren't any other options out there. And I knew that we had, you know, a definite base of people. I just really seriously underestimated how many people there are in the world who want to be part of it. And
touch themselves impurely.
Yeah, it's grown much larger than I ever expected. So, and you have to live with the puns.
Yeah, I guess you absolutely have to. I'm going to do a lot of them. So
you know, we call our members, and it's, you know, very ironic. So
how long has your website been around then?
It'll be 3 years in September.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. We're really proud of it.
100 years in internet.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, believe me, if we've made it this far, we are in it for the long haul because it has been a tough slog.
So, why do you feel the need to create? Why did you feel the need to create a site? I mean, was it just because the folding of the other site and left you and your other members
hanging,
yeah, and right out there, so to speak?
Yeah, it was, there's nothing else like this. There was no other site that is masturbation related that isn't full of just ads to try to get you to go somewhere else.
Right.
And it was real, just, it was a community. We wanted to maintain that community.
Yeah. And your site contains what is called user-generated content. For those folks who don't know user-generated content from a hole in their head, could you explain that concept to us?
Well, it's a social networking site, basically.
Okay.
It's got we as sort of the editors add our own content, but most of it comes from our members who upload photos and videos, and there are forums and all kinds of things, polls, all kinds of things to, you know, interact with other people about this subject. And it's really fascinating. I mean, we have some of the most amazing, intelligent guys on our side.
You know, certainly do, and we're going to talk about that at length, I'm hoping, in moments to come. But first, as you know, I, Dr. Dick, became a member of your site not too long ago, and I've been spending a lot of time there just poking around. how about you guys taking us on a little tour? Tell us about the site's features, at least the main ones, anyhow.
I'll let David take that on and okay. add something if it's necessary.
Well, you know, honestly, I don't do Facebook anymore, so I can't say that it's like Facebook, but it is a social networking site where you can post what you want to post, but there's groups, you know, there's forums. We have basic membership is free, but things like groups and videos and that sort of thing are for premium membership.
Because that costs a lot of money. I mean, bandwidth and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, my humble little site is, you know, costs a lot of money. So something like yours, you know, is that's astronomical.
We have to pay for the people who pay are the ones who support the people who.
Right. We also have on the site giving you the continuing tour. We have instant messaging, people can communicate with each other right away. And then there is one called the VidChat, which is a very popular space where you can go and you can either masturbate on cam or watch other people masturbate. And there's also some conversations that go on there. You can have private conversations or you can have public conversations going on.
So this is all really sexually explicit material.
Completely sexually explicit. I love it. You sign on to the homepage and it's nothing but cock, you know?
Oh, bad luck.
I only
went there for the articles, don't you? So allow me to get right to the heart of it. Why masturbation as opposed to any of the other swell sexual activities that us men folk can't enjoy?
Well, basically for me, it's like there's a million sites, XTube and 10,000 other sites that you can go to for all that. There are not very many sites where you can just do masturbation only. Mm. And we did find there are some people that are call themselves solo sexuals.
Interesting,
and
yes.
And they're strictly just into masturbation.
Yeah.
Not other aspects of sex.
Right.
And a lot of our time is spent patrolling the site, and when people post pictures of oral or anal activities, we remove them or have them remove them,
right.
And we keep it all masturbation related.
That's very interesting.
Because it's a unique niche in the market.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this isn't a gay site necessarily, right?
No, there are, it's for gay, bi, and straight men.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't marketed it to any particular sort of people, but the straight men have found the site, and it's really great. I'm very happy about that because it means that we're really men talking about our penises and focused on how great that can be.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter about being gay or straight.
Right.
You know, it's like guys, there are some guys who just like to, you know, have their cocks looked at.
Yeah.
And for whatever reasons, yes. I can't really say. But so anyway, yeah, it's for everybody.
And there are some groups where it's for gay or bi men or married men. There's some married men groups.
Interesting.
And some men that like to look at straight porn groups
right.
and stuff like that.
Right. So has anyone talked about, gee, this is, I'm a straight guy, and this seems really weird to me, and I'm questioning my sexual identity because, I'm watching other guys masturbate, and or I'm having other guys watch me.
I think by the time they get to seeing our site and commenting on anything, they've overcome those hurdles.
Oh, good.
If they have these problems, they're dealing with it internally. And but there are, the comments from the straight guys are, it's like very encouraging. Like they think, it's great not to be ashamed of cock.
Oh, good. That in itself, I mean, if nothing else was going on your site, that in itself would be, an amazing thing. Because we have such problems along that line in our culture, and I hope to talk about that stuff a little bit more too in a little bit. But first, there are members from all over the world, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah.
We have the biggest percentage, I think, is from England.
Yeah. Oh, because they're famous for that, don't you know?
I didn't know that. And then the next one is Canada.
Ah. Well, they have nothing better to do. And besides, Canadian cock is about as nice a cock you can get.
I think all cock is nice.
Oh, yay! So, I have always been a huge advocate of self-pleasuring, and I think it's the most fundamental building block of our sexual activity. It teaches us about our body and our sexual response, and I suspect that you would agree with that.
Oh, definitely. Part of the reason that I do what I do is because I think our culture has a really fucked up idea about bodies.
Oh, yeah.
And I personally am a nudist, and that's sort of a separate issue, but they can kind of work in tandem.
Yes. Yeah.
For me, it's all about saying, hey, look, a man's penis and a man's body, I don't care what you look like, that's an amazing thing. Really cool thing.
Your
body is telling you that it wants to masturbate. So what the fuck is wrong with you? Why aren't you listening to your body?
Yeah.
There's a reason that you have these feelings. And if you feel that somebody is telling you that that's wrong, you need to listen to somebody else.
Right. And so, I say this all the time that, if God wanted us to masturbate, he would made our arms and hands long enough to touch our genitals.
Exactly.
And guess what?
Right.
For me,
I'm
sorry, Peter, go ahead.
No, I was saying, joke-wise, or he'd make if our hands were shorter, he'd make our penis a lot bigger.
Oh, why didn't that happen? Come on, God. So I'm also a big proponent of mutual masturbation, and I think that there's an enormous amount of information shared when a couple, either straight couple or gay couple, or group of people masturbate together. In fact, in my therapy practice, when I see a couple who are having problems with their sex life, gay or straight, I always call a moratorium on partnered sex and have them go back to the basics, which is masturbation. Yeah. And that's another thing that I thought was so fascinating about, moseying around your site over the last few days, was just watching the vast array of technique. Things like I didn't even think about, like, oh my goodness, people are ambidextrous, and it's absolutely stunning. Guys can come, without really touching themselves all that much. It's fascinating stuff.
Well, what I find fascinating about that is that there are this many guys who want to show it off.
Yes.
Before we had this technology, I never ever would have believed that men were this proud of,
yes,
of them,
yes.
And it's so great. That's something I really want to promote. It's like, okay, look, it's really cool. There's nothing immoral about this.
Yes.
It's really cool. So I love the fact that we have the technology to let guys express themselves in any way. There's some guys who don't want to do that. You don't have to do that on a site.
Right.
But you're going to be on a site, you're going to be surrounded by that, and you're going to see a lot of it. And it builds up your idea that of self-esteem.
Right. Right. If somebody else can do it, so can I. And, you know, if they don't have shame, why should I? In fact, you know, I think your site is an exhibitionist's playground and a voyeur's paradise. And I guess that's intentional.
Yeah. Oh, because that's, I mean, if only just because I am, you know, I'm a total voyeur. I love the male body. I, you know, for me, it's a celebration. It's like, I don't care what those other people say. This is really fun, you know? And I'm sorry, Peter, go ahead.
Finish.
I'm done.
Oh, and so what I was going to say is about being a voyeur is the site before us, you had to post a photo of yourself or a body part or something.
Yeah.
Whereas on our site, you don't have the option. So if you're a total voyeur, you cannot post any pictures of yourself and still be on the site and take part in the site. So
that
you have the option.
That's nice. That really is nice, it seems to me. Because I think it takes some warming up, too, for a lot of guys, you know, that they would want to visit and they would want to participate, but they would want to stand on the sidelines for a while until they acclimatize themselves to this sense of sexual freedom that you guys promote.
Everybody has their boundaries, and some people are, like, you know, teachers, and their job, you know,
right.
It's just not
absolutely
a good idea to be too visible online, right. But give them a place where, you know, they can feel welcome. I'm sorry, go ahead, Peter.
Right.
Oh, the people that do get the most activity at first, when they first sign up, are the ones that have the photos.
Right.
They're more accessible.
Yeah, well, that makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, on most sites, you are familiar with someone through their face or something.
Yeah.
Not on
the site. All... You know,
I'd know that cock anywhere.
You know, but not necessarily by what they look like.
Yeah.
You know,
how interesting. How fascinating. So bring us back to the beginning of our conversation. I see a lot of edging going on in the videos. And can you talk to us about this practice? And maybe you could begin by giving us a working definition.
Well, edging is basically when you're having sex or you're masturbating,
mm-hmm.
you reach a point where you're almost ready to climax, you're ready to have your orgasm, and you're right at the edge. Well, what a lot of men try to do is stay at that edge for hours and hours and hours, or they might take breaks and then go back to it.
Right.
So edging is just staying right at that edge right before you're ready to go to have an orgasm.
And there's some really wonderful things about that. First of all, that helps us learn how to last longer with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
It also builds up spunk, as it were, so to speak. And so edging is a wonderful practice. Like anything else, it can be overdone, it seems to me. But it's one technique that I teach my clients about, my male clients who are having problems with premature ejaculation. And it tends to work.
And also in Tantra, they do that,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
Where you don't come, you don't have an orgasm.
Yes.
And you might have an orgasm, but you don't ejaculate.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. there is an ejaculation, a retrograde ejaculation into the bladder, which is another thing. Because the tantric philosophy is that you don't want to lose that energy, that chi.
Uh-huh.
So you keep that inside of your body. Very interesting stuff. And I suspect that, you know, people could go to your site and, you know, learn lots more about edging, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, correct. There are... You know, I mean, there are so many edgers on our site, and just, you don't even have to communicate with them. They,
right.
you know, they
just
speak out themselves, and
right.
you can watch them, and it's great.
Right. Do you think masturbation is or can be a fetish?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't exactly know how I would define that.
It's a pretty fluid term.
I guess you have to have the imagination for that. And
right.
And I'm sure there are people who do. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't. But
that some people that masturbate for, there's people on our site that masturbate like 4 to 6 hours a day. I would consider that a fetish.
Yes.
From my But for some people, that's natural. It's normal.
It is. And, you know, I mean, I'm not suggesting that fetishes are unnatural or nothing odd about them.
No.
It's just that it can become a really fetishized kind of thing in the same way that, you know, somebody is really interested in big tits
I always find it fascinating just how varied people's sexual appetites are.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like we each individually have different tastes. And, I mean, even within the realm of masturbation, there's, you know, all kinds of different expressions for it.
Absolutely.
And I find that really fascinating. It's like, where does that come from? Is it in our, you know, coding someplace, or do we learn it, or what? I don't know.
And, you know, if we're able to be that creative about solo sex, it seems to me that, you know, that creativity must be innate in us, and, you know, we could bring some of that creativity to bear in our partnered sex as well. But, you know, it's funny to me that, you know, so few people either have the permission to do so or, you know, think it's worthy of experimentation. So that's weird. So there are certainly those who are into fetish wear and gear as part of their masturbation, and we see a lot of that kind of stuff on your site. So let's talk about that some. Guys in jock straps and, you know, leather accoutrement, baseball hats. I mean, all those things are really fun.
There's socks.
Oh, absolutely.
Socks,
right.
Socks and boots and feet.
All right.
Well,
and, right.
Feet is a big one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eyeglasses. Men who masturbate
with
eyeglasses.
Is that right?
They're really sexy.
Is that right? Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
There's a group with that and a lot of photos of men masturbating as they're wearing glasses.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to be like Mr. Sexy number one.
Sweatpants. Sweatpants. And, of course, underwear.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Different types of underwear and Lycra.
Yeah.
And
right.
There's just so many.
And we have chat rooms also where people set up their own chat rooms so that they can, you know, a lot of them are for specific things like that, guys into underwear or whatever. That's another thing that we mean by user generated. I mean, they, you know, the users create their own content.
Right.
So if you're looking for that, you can maybe find someone in there.
Can you, you mentioned before that your site is a membership site, and that there is a free membership available to everyone, and everyone who becomes a member gets at least 2 weeks, if I'm understanding correctly, full membership. Is that right?
It's 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So could you walk us through the other levels of membership?
Peter, I'll let you take it this time.
Well, basically, there are just two levels of membership.
Oh, I see. Good. Okay.
There is the basic membership, which includes something like the polls and instant messaging and your profiles and you can contact other guys and the forum. And then there's the premium membership, which comes out to be about $5 a month.
Wow. And, cheap.
And then it allows you access to every other site. So there's just two levels. There's basic and premium.
I get it.
And one other thing that we offer on this site is a Helping Hand membership.
Of course you do.
And that is, of course, I'd love to lend a hand to a lot of guys. So that allows men that for some reason can't afford membership on the site to get premium membership, and some people can sponsor other people.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, it's our goal is to be able to include everybody, you know, and we want we try to keep the prices as low as possible.
And that is, I mean, because for the equal amount of content, and I know this because I used to run, you know, porn sites myself.
Yeah.
So I know this, that, you know, $20, $25, $30 a month is not unheard of. And that was, you know, 5 and 6 years ago. So $5 for a premium membership. Hooray for you.
Thanks. Yeah. We want everybody to feel welcome. So, and, you know, I was a poor artist for many, many years. I wouldn't have been able to afford the site, if, you know. You know, I understand those issues. So.
And approximately how many members do you have?
At the moment, I think we're approaching 30,000.
Oh, geez.
We get about 1,000 more every month.
Is that right?
We don't have you know, specific data on how many of those people stay.
Right.
But you know, we do have a program where we, you know, delete old profiles and stuff. But I think that's a pretty accurate count.
Right. So. And would you say that you have some members that participate on a really regular basis, if not daily, you know, at least a couple times a week?
Oh yeah, yeah. We have a core group of people who, you know, they've been there from the beginning, but it's a building base. You know.
Right. Do you have any idea how many that reflects?
Well, at least we can assume from, you know, the paying content, you know, the premium content. Peter has the figures on that. I'm not the business person.
Well,
here.
There's about 10% of the membership, of the active membership, are premium members.
I see. Got it. Well, listen, guys, I'm just looking at my clock, and I see that our time for today is up. And I'm just getting to the nub of you. So I can't let you go today without a commitment that you will return next week. Please, please, please.
Definitely.
All right. Yeah. Cool beans.
This is fun. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good, good, good. So, but before we go, could you give us your website address again? Walk us around a little bit, and then we'll be visiting you in cyberspace.
Okay. It's bateworld.com, B-A-T-E, world.com. Very easy. Everyone who's male and has a penis and likes to use it is welcome to join as long as they're over 18. It's free for everybody, but there are premium features as well. There's groups, videos, just lots of content of guys posting really hot stuff that will make you want to masturbate.
And Bait World, for those who haven't figured this out, Bait is like master bait.
Yes, master bait.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Alrighty, guys, until next week, we will, by all means, be visiting you online, and all the lady folk in our audience, we'll just have to tell them all about it, and more about it next week. So, until then, I'll chat with you again soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. What a terrific show. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part two of my conversation with Peter and David, and more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is the fabulous Fleshlight and Fleshjack. You know, all you guys out there who keep complaining to me about your short fuse, well, here's a tip for you. Being a great lover, being able to control your orgasmic response and last for as long as you'd like takes practice. Sure, you can learn to last longer simply by using your hand, but now there's an even more effective way to train yourself for sexual stamina and endurance with a partner.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
That's just not true. Allow me to introduce you to the Endurance Jack. It's just one of the fine designs from Fleshlight. It comes with a stamina insert which has extra large bumps and a tight canal. With this a little practice, this puppy will help you last longer, gain control over your ejaculatory response, and avoid untimely climax. Once you've accomplished this with the Endurance Jack, you'll have all the skills that you need to last and last with a partner. And remember, these fine products are made in the good old US of A. And if you make your purchase by clicking on the Fleshjack banner in the sidebar of Dr. Dick's sexadvice.com, a portion of that sale will come back to us as support for these shows. So now you can help underwrite this important sex-positive effort and jerk off at the same time. How fun is that? Until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Well, that's even better. Over and out.